This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard, with a special in-studio guest who I met almost 12 years ago, who was one of our original hometown heroes, Dr. Terry Sawicka Reed, in studio this morning. Terry, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me in person.
Well, the story of Phase 4 Learning, where your nonprofit, now in its 23rd year, has taught thousands and thousands of our high school students, for the most part, who were, you know, academically challenged. Would you get them through that process? And how the school came to be was part of this story. And Merle Thompson, who you and your late husband, Tom Reed, really saved his life, is a story nothing short of amazing, which you capture in a book with Linda Morris. But that said, you've always had a passion, because after graduation, you help place these students in either continuing education, the crafts, or others, and the military is a component. And so a few years ago, you established a special place.
Yes. A few years ago, in honor of my husband, I established the Tom Reed Armed Forces Career Center, and we've now expanded it to include veterans as well.
And that's on Center Avenue. I've been there, and this is relatively new. And 6 months ago, and this came out of nowhere, I'm sure at first, you are a civilian, though. You report to the Commandant of the Army.
I do. It's an incredible honor to have this appointment as a civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army.
And it's called a CASA appointment. It is one of the highest honors a civilian can get and receive. And part of that is that you create opportunities to recognize veterans and help in really recruitment too.
We do, yes. And it's kind of, we bridge the gap between the community, the citizens, and the Army to help to have a better understanding of what the Army's mission is.
And so you know how rare this is. There are only two in the state of Pennsylvania to give you some idea, almost like our senators. But it's a really important position. Now, that said, you have tied a lot of these things all together, and the special announcement today is about D-Day, Friday, June 6th,
yes,
a week shy of the Army's 250th anniversary, created a special event along with Rocky Blyer.
Yes, isn't that incredible?
So it's officially called Rocky Blyer's Roll Call for the Greatest Generation, honoring our Centurion veterans of World War II, and to recognize the 250th of the United States Army.
Yes, we are on June the 6th, Friday, from 4 to 6 p.m. at Stage AE. It's going to be an incredible, incredible event, historical, actually, and possibly, for many, the last time to be able to honor these World War II veterans.
And to be recognized, and I know yesterday, and we're in a process of interviewing these Centurions, in this case, Emily yesterday, who was about to turn 100 on July 4th, was so touched and honored that you recognized her, even in this moment.
She was an incredible, just a classy lady, totally committed, made that sacrifice in 1941, I believe.
Yeah, and she also traveled around the world, worked with the embassy, and was very proud of her service. And she said she had the Army to thank for, you know, because I asked her, though, it's funny, anybody that I asked her approaching 100, mm-hmm, What's her secret to longevity? She said, don't get married.
Yeah, it gave us all a good laugh at that one. I mean, but she looks incredible, and she's used to dancing and singing and just a very active woman. But she owes her entire life today to the Army, to having joined the Army all those years ago, 80 years ago, and then to have the life that she's led is pretty incredible. Pretty impressive.
And she's incredibly fit.
Very.
Very sharp mentally. And she said, outside of getting a little tired, she's tired. you know, but she, what a sweet and courageous woman. And so we're going to recognize the Centurion veterans too, but all branch members are welcome.
Absolutely. All seven branch members. We're reaching out to any World War II surviving veterans who would like to attend. We also want veterans of any branch at any time period to join us at no cost, as well as active duty. So we're working very closely with the Harrisburg Battalion and the Pittsburgh Company Commander to help bring the military side of this to play and to kind of balance it out with the civilian side.
And I know that everybody that I've talked to about this, when they hear support veterans, Rocky Blyer.
I know.
Honoring, I mean, everybody's in. Nobody said no. And you've got a lot of dignitaries coming. Can't list them all, but it's going to be a big day. And there's a dual, I would say, event status on the North Shore that day, because that's Friday, June 6th, D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies are in town.
Yes.
So you can go to this event with Rocky Blyer, and then you can go to the game.
Absolutely. And that's
while you're
make
there.
A day of it.
And so if people want to get more information and reach out, where are you directing them to?
To Phase 4's website, phase4learningcenter.org. And also to, if they want to speak with someone, they're more than welcome to call me personally at 724.
No, don't give out your personal number. No. You Phase 4, that's the number 4, phase4learningcenter.org. Rocky Blyer's roll call for the greatest generation, honoring our Centurion veterans of World War II, and celebrate the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army with special guest and honoree, Rocky Blyer.
Yes, we're so grateful to Rocky. He's totally committed to this. Very, very excited about this, and also to not just be here for the World War II veterans, but for the Army's 250th birthday. As we know, Rocky is a war hero himself from the Vietnam era.
Incredible man, incredibly generous, and incredible in way he helps other veterans,
yeah,
too. So we'd love to see you there June 6th. Check it out, phase4learningcenter.org, for tickets and sponsorship details. And it's a nonprofit. Any proceeds will go to the Tom Reed Armed Forces Center at Phase 4 Learning. Dr. Terry Sweeker-Reed Casa, superstar.
Yeah.
This is great. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a chance of a lifetime.
This afternoon, check out our Drive at 5. These are the top stories of the day every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. And right after the news at 9:30, we're going to have our weekly visit with Christine Sorensen, Marty Griffin's wife and anchorwoman.
Added sunshine to the studios right there.
And speaking of KDK TV, guess who we have with us right now? Just another big award for John Delano. John received, you tipped me off to this, Paul. It was John Delano Day yesterday. Why didn't I know about this?
City Council honored John Delano in chambers yesterday.
Hey, John.
I'm laughing. You know, you're talking about the big news stories that you have. This is definitely not one of them.
Well, no, it's kind of cool, though.
It is an honor, and I do appreciate in this case, the unanimous vote of City Council. I asked my wife if there was anything special going to happen on John Delano Day, and you can guess the answer.
she said, yeah, take the garbage
out. There we
out.
Go, yeah.
Yeah, right, as long as every other day of the year is hers. let me just say right off the bat, they honored a number of people, and it wasn't just John Delano. Delano Day was also a day for people like Henry Reese and Nicky DiMario and John Adam and a bunch of young people who qualified for the 2025 Academic Games National Tournament. So as I said in my little talk to them, there are so many people who do wonderful, wonderful things in this region and deserve these kinds of recognition. I just get the chance, or had the chance for 30 years, to report on it, to talk about it. And so I think there's a qualitative difference between what some of these individuals do and what I did in the media world. But nonetheless, I'm very grateful Teresa Kale Smith and Kahari Mosley co-sponsored the resolution. These are two individuals who are often on opposite sides politically. So I appreciate when that happens, they come together.
John, curious to know, how's retirement going so far?
Well, you know, I'm still in my attic. And it's, you know, I'm up here. I'm here right now. And I wouldn't dare show you a picture because it's gotten very cluttered and messy since it's never on TV anymore. I just have papers strewn everywhere. But I'm doing very well. I've got all these outside activities that I'm involved in, and I still do moderating of legislative panels and speaking to groups and organizations about what's happening in the world politically. And I'm trying to develop a new program on what it was like to interview some of these crazy folks over the last 30 years and see if anybody would be interested in having me talk about that. So it's I'm busy, and after a winter of double COVID, I got hit twice with COVID and influenza A, I'm finally very healthy and back up and at 'em. So all is good.
Well, you sound well rested and energized. Well,
it's awfully nice. My KDK TV friends and you guys in radio will understand this. It's awfully nice to wake up in the morning and not have to think, what the heck do I have to put on TV tonight? You know, and there's a lot of stress in our business. You guys know that better than most. And it's there's no question that removing that stress on a daily basis is really, really good. So I heartily recommend retirement. Someday we're going to have a Larry Richard and Paul Rasmussen Day in Pittsburgh. Who knows when, but hopefully not too soon.
Don't hold your breath. But that said, you must at times, because of what you did all those years, want to react to what's happening in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
You go, oh, yeah, I would do this, or I'd be calling this person.
Right. Well, there are a couple things that happen. One is you see interviews with people that I would have interviewed, and you think they're not asking the right questions.
You know? Right.
There's always that second guessing. I'm sure Larry and Paul, both of you know that experience where, well, gee, if I had had that guy in front of my camera or in front of my microphone, I would have asked this, this, and this. So that goes through your mind a lot. And then secondly, just the opportunity to interview folks, which KDK offered me. But we're going to continue to be around and hopefully do some political analysis from time to time and talk about elections and candidates. And I'm doing my best to stay in touch with folks, so we'll see.
Well, I'm going to do you a big favor, John. I'm going to reach out to Steve Ehrenrich with Petite Kitchen and Bath, and I'm going to say, if you can add addicts to that, we got a new endorser for you.
Oh,
can you hear it? No, I can hear it now. Yep.
Yes. Petite Kitchen and Bath and Attics.
Here's John Delano.
That's funny because I'm looking up at my ceiling. There are cracks in the walls. This alcove, it's kind of an alcovey situation when you're up at the top floor, the slanted roofs. And boy, this could use a good makeover, but I'm not sure I could afford one. I'll tell you that because I'm not getting a paycheck anymore.
Well, we're going to reach out again. So, but it was nice that you were recognized in the city. Happy Delano Day after.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it very much. Great to be with you, Larry, and all your listeners.
You got it. Love talking to John Paul.
Me too.
I think he's fair-minded, and I think he's done a tremendous job in his career, and it still continues, just in a different way.
He's an enthusiastic human being, and I like hearing from him.
He's a good guy. Two, we got Marty Griffin. We'll check in with Marty here in just a few minutes, see what he's working on. In the meantime, Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, is here every Wednesday. Talk about all things Kidsburg.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I see, and I'm very interested in this, this Dominus High School for Entrepreneurship.
Yeah. So this is really cool. A brand new high school opening this fall for 9th and 10th graders. And then every year after that, they're going to add a new grade level. Enrollment is open now. There are a few spots left. So if you're interested, listen up. This is really cool. It's all focusing on entrepreneurship. The CEO of this new Dominus High School, which is going to be in Wilkins Township, which is not far from Penn Hills. He's also the CEO of the Penn Hills Charter School for Entrepreneurship, and that's for kindergarten through eighth grade. And I got to go visit that school just to get an idea of kind of what it's like.
Yeah.
Now, the lower level is going to be different than the high school level. The lower level uses something called this micro society, where the kids have their own businesses, which they run in the hall. They have like kind of like fake credit cards, but actually has credit, you know, for school things on it, which they can buy things. And so it's a really cool program at the lower level. And there was so much demand. I mean, they have a wait list every year that he knew more and more people are wanting this. So they're creating a brand new curriculum for this high school. They traveled the world to innovative high schools to see what they're doing. And what's really cool is they're tying in Pittsburgh industries. So they've got four main pathways for these high school students: technology, education, healthcare, and culinary.
I love this.
Which are all industries, right, of course, that you know are very big here in the Pittsburgh region. And, you know, you can do anything with this when you graduate. You can go on to college because these kids are going to be taking college-level classes at the high school day one. You could start your own business. You could work for another company. So anyway, it's exciting. I hope you'll see my news story, the print version, and also the video story where you can kind of see what it's like at the lower-level school.
This is really innovative, and I love this. Gives young people different options.
Well, you know, there's a real challenge in education right now. A lot of kids are disengaged. In fact, I'm reading a book right now called The Disengaged Teen. And I think a lot of parents can relate to that. You
Absolutely.
Know, the kid, you ask a kid when they finish school, because we have two high schoolers, how was your day? Fine.
Right.
So tell me the best part of your day. And they're literally like literally nothing stands out. And I'm not blaming teachers. There's a lot of things that have led to some of the challenges that, you know, students are facing, kids are facing. Every kid's different. You know, it depends. But point being, I think this will really engage a lot of students because they're going to see what their education is for. And it's going to help motivate them to, you know, want to learn.
I think stereotypically, teenagers at a certain age kind of are like that, you know, especially guys.
Yes, especially boys.
Just like, you know, they don't. Yeah. It's hard to, you know, and you, as your parent, you want to find out what's really going on.
Well, you want them to be excited. You want them to be motivated. I mean, school has a purpose. It can be exciting. There's a reason, you know, you want to do well. But sometimes it's hard to make that connection for kids. And I'm hoping, it sounds like this school might really help with that.
Three animal-related events coming up, and it's this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. So this comes from our guide of fun things to do. And these are just a few of them, but they are all animal related. So if you're an animal lover, you're going to love these. On Saturday, Nature Fest at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Oakland from 10 to 5. This is family friendly, fun, all kind of cool programs with experts and animals and insects and that kind of stuff. And then also on Saturday, the Pittsburgh Zoo is bringing some of their animals to the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh at 3 o'clock. And on Sunday, they're bringing some of the animals to the Children's Museum from 1 to 3, part of their I Am Wild exhibit that they created and will be touring. And speaking of the Children's Museum, it's free tomorrow in honor of Fred Rogers' birthday. So if you can't go Sunday for the animals, you know, tomorrow's a good day too.
Fred Rogers.
I know.
What a great guy. I mean, I don't know that there's anybody that resonates as much with people that saw his show originally. Just the kindness thing.
It's so true. And, you know, speaking of that, I want to share one more story. It was on KDKA yesterday called Club Hope. This is an incredible story that is so inspiring to me. This teacher at Moon Area Middle School, her husband passed and her kids were in elementary school. And she saw how challenging it was for her kids who were grieving. And she created a club called Club Hope, where other kids who are grieving, most of the kid, more than half the kids have a parent who passed, but for some of them, it's a grandparent they were close with. And they meet every other week after school and they connect and they do activities to remember their loved ones. And it's, I got to go see it and talk to the kids and the parents. And it's just really cool how organic it is. The kids just connect to each other because they know they've been through such a difficult situation that not many other kids have been through. And it's making a real difference in their lives to have that peer-to-peer connection, to see someone in the hall they know who understands what they're going through.
Right.
And the teacher, Lisa Tolliver-Lehman, is hoping that maybe someone listening might say, you know what, we need that at our school, because trust me, there are kids everywhere going through this who need that at their school. And if this is something you think you might be able to start, please reach out to her. We've got her email and the story at kidsburg.org and at kdka.com/kidsburg.
Christine, thank you. Really good stuff. And that Club Hope important because, as we all know, we're all going to go through grief at different levels at some point. And it's good for young people to understand that they share that with others. So I appreciate it.
It makes such a big difference. I mean, parents, you know, want to do everything they can when their kid is going through a difficult time like that. But sometimes, you know, the parent can't do everything. Sometimes they just need to talk to another kid
right,
who can understand it.
Christine will be with her husband, Marty, here, and we'll check in with Marty coming up next. Kidsburg.org. Thank you, Christine.
Thanks.
Persky and White News Desk. A man and a teen now in custody in connection with a burglary Monday morning at Keystone Shooting Center. It's a crime much like earlier gun store robberies and many involving teens.
That's troubling. It just seems like there's no way anyone's able to stop it. So they just keep doing it because they're not getting caught, so they just get bolder and bolder.
However, with this story, they may have found a connection to some others and stopped future opportunities they were planning.
Yes, they have two arrests right now and two more to go. They've recovered six of the weapons that were taken on Monday morning, and these crimes are eerily all very much the same. A judge in the Dominican Republic may have written the last chapter in our missing student story, Larry. He ruled on Tuesday Joshua Ribby is free to leave, and he ordered authorities to release his passport.
And once again, her parents asking for a death certificate.
And Hirshen, the company that owns Dollywood and several other amusement parks, is acquiring Kennywood. A member of the family that once owned Kennywood thinks, this is Pat Quinn, by the way, that the park will be in good hands.
So they definitely know what they're getting into. And you know, I think they'll definitely instill those values, continue to go forward, and you know, not lose that that site of tradition.
And a bonus story for Ernie Ricci.
Oh, boy, this is a good one. I'm looking right now at a proclamation released by Governor Josh Shapiro. It says, it is my pleasure to recognize Ricci's Italian Sausage on its 80th anniversary, crediting a small family-run business for their success over a period of 8 decades. And it's got a big seal there on the bottom of it, the governor's signature. Way to go. 80 years for Ricci's Italian Sausage.
Congratulations, Ernie.